I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado State Forest Service is reminding residents of a grant meant to help preserve private forest land. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The Forest Legacy Program is a federal grant project designed to help states protect natural land on private property. Those with significant amounts of forest land can apply, and if approved, will receive funding to help buy development rights and place forest property into conservation easements. Carolyn Asplin helps to run the program for the state.
It's really for landowners who want to keep a hold of the property and keep the forestry uses going and just maintain the integrity of the property and, you know, possibly pass it down to future generations.
Asplin says the state currently holds 7 easements through the program, comprising 21,000 acres. She says it's highly competitive and properties are selected based on factors related to conservation value. Applications for the next round of funding are due by July 31st. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The Army has resumed destruction of obsolete chemical weapons at the Pueblo Chemical Depot after a shutdown prompted by liquid hazardous waste seeping from a storage tank. Officials say the work resumed Wednesday when another tank was returned to service. KKTV says the cause of the seep is under investigation. Pueblo Chemical Depot is destroying shells containing 2,500 U.S. tons of mustard agent. Officials say the liquid that seeped out is a byproduct of the process and contained no chemical weapons. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.